This is JIS News. Coming up, 1,500 new housing solutions to be built in St. James. EPARC commends tax authorities and sexual harassment bill tabled in the House of Representatives. The news in detail after this message.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. Use fewer lights in your Christmas decorations. Instead, use reflective material to spread the glow. Switch to LED Christmas lights and use less electricity. Turn off the lights if you're leaving the house. And switch off the lighting display when you're closing your business for the day. Don't burn Christmas lights for more than 5 hours each day. Just turn them on after dark and don't leave them burning all night. Limit the lights and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says arrangements are almost complete for the provision of 1,500 new housing solutions in St. James. This through a joint venture between the National Housing Trust, NHT, and a private developer. The Prime Minister made the announcement while addressing the handover ceremony for the Balaclava Heights housing development in St. Elizabeth earlier this week. Mrs. Simpson-Miller adds that the NHT is concluding arrangements to provide interim financing for three housing projects across three parishes.
One located in Hanover will provide more than 1,000 new housing solutions. Another will provide 244 housing solutions in St. James. The third will provide 116 housing solutions in St. Catherine.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller this week handed over certificates of possession for 60 lots in the Balaclava Heights housing development in St. Elizabeth. The 53-acre housing project undertaken by the National Housing Trust, NHT, comprises 110 residential lots and three agricultural plots. The approximately 7,000 square feet housing lots cost $2.1 to $3.1 million, with the agricultural plots, which average about 6.1 acres, being sold for $5.25 million. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the government will continue to deliver on the mandate to provide land and housing to the Jamaican people.
I think everybody accepts that the government that I lead has a strong track record of delivering on the provision of housing. I never apologize for making the ownership of land and housing a central feature of my administration.
The Balaclava housing project also includes a playing field, community recreational area, infiltration ponds, and a buffer zone. 28 solutions in the scheme were made available to NHT contributors who are public sector workers, senior citizens, young adults, and persons with disabilities. The project was developed at a cost of $237.1 million. Co-chairman of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Baz, is commending the authorities for the sustained improvement in tax revenue collection since the start of the fiscal year. Mr. Baz says based on government's current fiscal accounts, revenues for the first 7 months of the financial year are $3 billion ahead of target at $27.8 billion above the same period last year, representing a 12.8% increase. Tax collection, he adds, is currently $6.8 billion ahead of budget and ahead of last year's figures by $29.3 billion.
It must speak to greater tax compliance. And in the same way that we are critical of the tax authorities when they are not collecting the tax, I think we should congratulate them for doing so. I hope it is not two swallows, but that it is a whole flock of them coming, and every month we'll see performance like this.
Mr. Baz was speaking at the monthly EPOC press conference Thursday. And the sexual harassment bill has been tabled in the House of Representatives. The legislation provides a framework for addressing the issue of sexual harassment in Jamaica. Specifically, it outlines sexual harassment in the home, workplace, and institutions, and the actions that can be taken against persons who commit such offenses. Speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing earlier this week, Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner said the legislation was shaped from the CARICOM Model Bill on Sexual Harassment, taking into account local cultural norms.
Importantly, too, under the Act, victims of sexual harassment will be able to seek redress in the resident magistrate's court or at a special division of the Industrial Disputes Tribunal, which will be established for this purpose.
Following debate and passage in the lower house, the bill will go before the Senate for deliberation. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.